In this week's parsha, Parshat Vayikra, we have an interesting law. A law that when somebody sins, they need to bring a sacrifice. This was the way back then of apologizing or atonement for the sins that we made. What's interesting, though, is there's also a law for the ruler, the Nasi, that when he sins, he has to bring a sacrifice as well. His sacrifice a little bit different. We have a whole tractate, Masechet Horayot, that deals with the possible mistakes of the ruler, the Nasi, of Sanhedrin, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the legislative body of the Jewish people. What's interesting, though, is that we see that the Torah acknowledges fallibility amongst our leaders. It's possible that a leader could make a mistake. And when they do make a mistake, they have to bring a public apology. In those days, the public apology was a sacrifice. Everybody's there, everybody sees it. That's the way you apologized. It's really pretty amazing. You know why? Because when was the last time you ever heard a politician, a leader, admit guilt? They never admit guilt. They were always right. Whatever policies they had, no matter what happens, they'll somehow explain it that they knew all along and they were right, and you just never see a leader come out and publicly apologize. Other than David. David HaMelech, what was so great about him was that after the sin of Bathsheba, he did make a public apology. He did do tshuva that everybody saw him repent. And that was what was so special about David, that even though as a leader, he was able to apologize and repent for his sins. To our children, the parents, we're their leaders. And we all know as parents, we make a lot of mistakes. We make a lot of mistakes all the time. And our kids, when they're young, they have total faith in us. They think that if we did something wrong, they think they did something wrong. I think from here we should learn a lesson. We should learn that just as the Torah teaches us that the leaders must make public apologies when they do the wrong thing, I think us too as parents, even when we're wrong, maybe even when the children are young, we should apologize to them as well. By that, the children will learn that they need to apologize when they do things wrong. They will learn that it's ridiculous to think that everybody's perfect, including your parents. So let's take this lesson from the Torah that even when a leader makes a mistake, even when a parent makes a mistake, we must apologize to our children. Shabbat Shalom.